What led to the change of direction when it comes to Deion Dawkins from podium to practice, essentially? Because there wasn't really a plan to switch sides with him in the practice. He was working with the left on the left side.
Yeah, we're just looking at things, Josh. You know, like I mentioned, to have a plan in place and to continue to look at things, you know, we're going to go and move that direction a little bit more today, just so we're ready. And we're again, cautiously optimistic about Cordy. Having said that, we want to make sure we're moving in a direction that if we need to do and execute with Deion at the left side, we're ready to do that as well.
Did anything change with Cordy that made you want to do that, or is it just being...
Yeah, just being cautious and having a well-thought-out plan, really, with respect to the contingency part of it at this point.
I think I saw some officials in the parking lot when I pulled in today, so I guess you're going through with the plan with the officials.
You're right, yeah. Yep, yeah. It's like seeing Santa Claus. I thought I saw something, right? No, it's they're around somewhere, and they'll be out of practice today, which we welcome. Their presence and appreciate their help. There's some local guys willing to help us out here, and that should be good for us.
Taking another day to digest the film and see some of those penalties, still just as frustrating, or are you seeing what needs to be worked on? I know you said there was a bunch of buckets, but have you kind of narrowed it down or what you're looking at this week in practice?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're doing a lot of good things. When you look at the fundamentals that are being worked on, the fundamentals and the foundation we're building as a football team, there's a lot of progress that we see on the tape. You know, I don't want to overlook all the progress, all the great moments in the game. To your point, the penalties, we've got to take a good look at those and get those corrected. Like I said before, they don't just all fall into one bucket. I went back and looked at both games, and when you're playing aggressive, you're going to get some of those penalties. Some of those, you know, you can handle. The large amount of them, though, are unacceptable, like I mentioned the other day. So, you know, we're going to make sure we're playing with proper leverage, proper technique, getting in great football position, moving our feet, playing with inside hands. It's all those techniques that we continue to refine. And this is a journey. Right, and it's going to take some time, and we're going to continue to work on it, having said that.
Are the two new additions strictly getting people available at certain positions where you're a little nicked up? Was that the main impetus here?
Right, yeah, absolutely. We're a little nicked up at both of those positions, you know, so we need to get some guys out there that can help us, and we welcome those two.
In regards to Rod Streeter, when you say you're still evaluating, is there a sense that he might require surgery?
Well, we're weighing our options at this point, and that just is going to take some time.
Yeah, it doesn't sound promising.
Now that you've reviewed the film, what have you seen? What did you see from Sharice Wright and Kiva in that game?
Well, they did some good things. You know, the first defense came out and played extremely fast, and I thought played well most of the night. And Sharice was a part of that. Kevon was a part of that as well. You know, there's some plays that they want back, like we all do. But it was good to get Kevon back into live action, having been out for some time with the foot injury there. So they're battling and competing as well as EJ and a couple of those other guys back there. So there's a lot yet to do. You know, we're still getting comfortable in the system. And, you know, but I love their effort. I love their attitude. They're helping each other out back there to continue to improve in the system and as just overall football players. So that's very healthy at this point.
How encouraged are you, given the fact that a lot of these defensive players were here last year, and they all acknowledge that they underachieved last year, the past 2 years? How encouraged are you in how the defense has responded in adjusting to your system and the fact that you've got a brand new defensive secondary?
Well, I'm very encouraged and proud of the progress that they've made. I think the coaches and the players have both been doing a phenomenal job. They're playing fast, as I mentioned earlier. They're playing fast. They're playing confident, more and more confident with each day that passes, and it's a result of their hard work. The communication between the coaches and players is flowing in a healthy manner. That's That's good. You know, that being said, and we talked about this as a staff and as a defense the other day, that as Coach Frazier addressed the defense, that we can't get comfortable. We have to continue to improve, continue to work to defend the best in front of us every day. There's a pretty big challenge ahead in terms of the offenses and the quarterbacks that we're going to face on the schedule, so we need to continue to work.
Jordan Poyer made a couple nice plays early in the game the other night. Just his camp just seemed to kind of fly under the radar a little bit. We haven't spoken too much about him, or I guess that could be considered a good thing because he's not standing out in a bad way, but just what have you thought about him in camp and in the game?
You know, you hit the nail on the head. He's been flying under the radar. His role in this defense is vital. He communicates well back there for us. He's one of the quarterbacks, along with Micah, of the defense in the secondary, Preston with the linebackers and in the middle linebacker position specifically. Love the way he plays. Love his brand of football. Works extremely hard and really personifies what we're about. And with the hard work, with the toughness, puts the team first. I mean, all those characteristics are what we're about.
Coach, Lorenzo seemed like he was all over the field when he was out there. I mean, he filled up the stat line. You know, I mean, this is a guy last year that came in, had all these sacks. Now he's in a bit of a different role. He's not going to be rushing the passer all the time, but can you just kind of speak to what that means for a guy at that level, that age, and what you're trying to build here and how he goes about things and still performing?
Well, it's a great example to all the players, you know, and a great example to the younger players in particular of, here's a player that's been in the league for X amount of years, and he comes to work every day. He brings his lunch pail, whether it's defense, special teams. You know, heck, if we wanted to play offense, he'd probably do that with the same passion and intensity that we see every day around here, and that was on display in Philadelphia a couple nights ago. You know, when you play that hard, every play, good things happen. And that's what I want all of our team to understand. When you play hard, down in and down out, good things tend to happen.
Sean, how did you feel about Cameron Jefferson raising his fist during the national anthem on Thursday night?
Well, Cam and I spoke about it. We spoke about it yesterday. And then we talked about it as a team today. And what I want all of our players to understand is A, that we are going to support them, number one. Everyone obviously has their view on things. And I think the key word here is respect. We respect Cam's opinion. We respect and acknowledge what's going on. And it's important that we can communicate, and a big part of communication is listening. And I did a lot of listening yesterday. That was very healthy. We had a good conversation this morning as a team about it, and I thought it was a healthy meeting and conversation. So, you know, I think that, again, the key word in all of this is respect. Respect this situation, respect the communication end of things moving forward, and then respect, you know, the process of what's going on in this country, in this world.
Who initiated the conversation?
I did.
And why?
Well, you always want to know. You always want to know with your players, you know, what's going on in their lives, right? I want to know, just like you guys have detailed in great length. How we share in our morning meetings, right, and the stories behind the individuals on this football team. And as we continue to build this football team, you've heard me say before that we're building this thing around the love for one another. Well, you know, this to me is a great example of that. You know, I want to know what's going on in our players' lives and let them know that we support them and we care about them as people off the field and then as players on the field.
So going forward, how do you feel about players protesting the anthem, and do you expect more players to follow suit with what Cam did?
Well, like I said, it all to me comes down to respect. When a player or anyone in this case takes an initiative to make a stand for something, if it's ethical, you know, I want them to know that I'm going to support them and we're going to support them. You know, it gets down to the respect word, and we respect what's going on. We respect, in this case, Cam's decision, and then the process that's going on around all of us, and we acknowledge it. So I think that's healthy when you do that. It's part of real life.
Sean, we were thrown off the other day when we went in the locker room. A lot of guys are in new places, and talking with some of them, they said that was one of your team building ideas, to move guys around, get them away from just being position by position, so that they're getting to know, you know, their teammates. What went into that decision, and have you liked the results? Have you had enough time with it to kind of see the results of that?
You know, I have liked the results. It was and still is a team building concept. You know, I want to make sure we spend so much time in a lot of little campfires, right? You got a campfire with the linebacking core. You got a campfire with the offense. Campfire over here with the defense, with the special teams. That as we continue to build this team and bring things together to one cohesive campfire, if you will, in this case, that players get to know one another. And as we build this team, that going back to that love that I said before, of how do you really care about someone if you don't really know them? And so it's important that we get to know one another off the field, and that love that we're building off the field. The goal in this case is that it transitions to on the field and how we play.
Let's take two more. Sean, how have you seen Jonathan progress in the backfield? We talked about him in OTAs, and he was picking everything up very well behind LeSean. What have you liked about him in-game action in these first two preseason games?
Well, I thought you saw it in the Minnesota game. He played fast. He was decisive with his reads. He hit the holes downhill, and I thought he did a good job with that. The part I like about it is how he's improving as a young player. He's taken it upon himself, and Coach Skipper does a really good job with the whole running back crew, in particular Jonathan in this case, in terms of the total game, not just running the ball, what happens when you're in protection, what happens, what do you do when the ball's not in your hands and the effort you're playing with. So I think he's off to a good start, and I look forward to watching him continue to improve.
What have you learned about Jordan Matthews since you've had him in the building?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's learning as much as it's verifying what we thought. And going against Jordan over the years, I knew what type of player he was and what type of threat he was in certain situations, and what a matchup problem he can be. And then you do your research when you get into a situation like we were in a few weeks ago, and everything we had, all the research we had done up to that point was all positive. And basically, I can just confirm all of that with a tremendous young man with great character, great smile, and, you know, we talk a lot and hear about culture and a lot about positive energy, and he brings both of those in spades to the Buffalo Bills organization, and he's been a great addition.